why my vote matters. On December 29th, 1845, a vote took place that altered the size, shape, and strength of America forever. The vote was 27-25. The result? The province of Texas became a part of the United States of America. It was one man's vote that tipped the scales and made the difference. That man was James Harrigan. My vote matters because, like James Harrigan, it too can tip the scales. Unfortunately, many today see the election system as too massive, too overwhelming for their allegedly insignificant votes to make an impact. They muse, elections are won by thousands, not by my paltry vote. Yet more than 40% of eligible adults chose not to vote in the last several presidential elections. How many of them refrained from voting because they had convinced themselves their vote didn't matter? Yet that 40% represents over 100 million people who could have easily changed the course of these elections. Fortunately, organizations like Turning Point USA and Young Americans for Liberty are making an impact by registering hundreds of thousands of young people to vote. These organizations assert that neglecting to vote is akin to silencing ourselves. Our founding fathers understood the significance of this issue. When Great Britain levied a tax on the colonies that they considered unjust, they had no recourse. The rallying cry was no taxation without representation. Simply put, they had no representation, no vote. They were muted, their mouths covered, their voices silenced. They were incapable of uttering a word in their defense. With the establishment of the Constitution, our founding fathers gave us the right to vote, and with it, the power to defend ourselves. But let's get back to the story about the state of Texas. Its origin is neither found in Texas, nor even in Washington, D.C., for that matter. Instead, this story begins on a little farm in Indiana in the year 1836. A man named Jameson Shoemaker was plowing his field when his neighbor came whistling along. Shoemaker asked, "Why so cheery on this dull day?" His joyful neighbor replied, "I'm always happy on election day." Shoemaker gave a start. He had forgotten that it was election day. He hurriedly saddled his mare Bessie and rushed into town. Arriving just before the polls closed, Jameson Shoemaker cast his vote for Madison Marsh. Marsh became his representative to the Indiana State Legislature. The vote was 218-217. Shoemaker cast the deciding vote. While that's unusual, our story doesn't end there. Madison Marsh went to the state legislature, and in 1842, that assembly voted on a new senator to represent the state of Indiana in Washington, D.C. Three candidates campaigned for the position: Harold Zumwalt, Benjamin Rothschild, and an unknown man named James Harrigan. The people of Indiana expected Zumwalt or Rothschild to win, since Harrigan was all but unknown. The vote was close, essentially a three-way tie, in fact. Yet James Harrigan prevailed by one vote. Who cast that deciding vote? It was none other than Madison Marsh. Our farmer, Jameson Shoemaker, voted for Madison Marsh, who won by one vote. Madison Marsh voted for James Harrigan, who won by one vote. And James Harrigan cast the ballot that resulted in the statehood of Texas, which passed by one vote. Our votes alter the course of the nation for generations to come. Why does my vote matter? It matters because my vote may be the deciding vote that changes the course of a nation and ultimately the world.